Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. It's our number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And welcome in as the Mavs and Stars are both now headed for the second round, one of the most glorious DFW sports weekends we've ever experienced. And welcome in, gentlemen. General at your service. There's Brian Bross, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control back there at 75 and Fitzhugh. Wolchuk and Schiafalo. And Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Went exactly as I expected over the weekend, guys.
You called it, brother.
I did. Took the Stars 7.
On it from the jump.
Mavs in 6. Very impressive on Friday night for the basketball team. You guys want to start there?
Yeah, my gosh. What in the world is Kyrie? He is an alien. He is not from this planet.
Second half man, fourth quarter beast.
Watching Kyrie Irving, I champion, think might be the most the height of pleasure for me as a basketball fan. The artistry in which he performs that pull up three, his ability to contort and weave his way and hang at
climactic
the rim. It's absolutely beautiful to watch Kyrie work.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, Luka was not at his best. I think that's what makes this even more exciting. I don't know that the Mavericks even played their best basketball yet, and they're moving on, and they took care of the Clippers. I mean, this team kind of rolled over and played dead games 5 and 6. It was just smooth sailing, and Kyrie we trust right now, bro.
Yeah, dude, that's a great way to say it. You know, I feel like what we saw in that Game 6 victory was dominance on both ends and a very comfortable victory. That should make you, you know, even more optimistic. Now, OKC is going to be a challenge, and you're going to have to get that done without Maxi Kleber. So we'll have to see how those matchups settle out.
That Maxi loss
sucks, man. That hurts.
That was violent the way he hit. I mean, when he went up, you're like, oh no, this is going to end badly. Mm-hmm. And then the way he came down, and then for him to even stay in the game, and once he tried that, he went for a ball and tried to like get the rebound and then a couple of dribbles, you could just see the pain. I mean, he just crumpled right there. So
it looked
hard fall.
That's a tough loss. Talking to some guys afterwards in the game.
But now you get THJ back for game one, and you got to hope at least, you know, some spot up 3-point shooting from him. Maybe he can fill what you're missing from Maxi. But the defense and the matchup abilities that you have with Maxi. Yeah. That is a really, really tough loss.
Yeah, going to be a tough thing to replace on both ends here. With the way he was shooting the ball in those last couple of games, ever since Broadus put in the call, it was like, oh my gosh, is he about to go on one of these super heaters right now? This is just what you need. You need somebody like that, especially for a team like the Mavericks that don't really, as a team, shoot the three ball well. He was the guy rising to the occasion, knocking down these shots. Who's going to be that guy? Outside of Kyrie, outside of Luka, who's going to be the knockdown dude? Looking at you, PJ Washington.
Yeah, maybe, you know, we'll have to see how Lively steps up. I think the call in playoff basketball is going to be for the more mobile perimeter defender who can also rim protect. I'm looking at Lively. We'll have to see how his matchup goes, though. But the ability to, you know, defend a guy on the move in Chet Holmgren is massive. And I was really liking what Kleber was going to be able to bring in that department.
That's what they were talking about post. And I asked a couple of guys there and I said, you know, with Kleba being out, and he goes, nah, it's just that ability to have him, you know, he can knock down the shots, but also that defense that he's able to provide for. He goes, hey, it's not always perfect, but at least he, you know, he knows how to stay out of foul trouble and he knows how to defend. And so that's something that they're really, really going to miss.
Okay. Jason Kidd, multi-year extension is a story. Massive congrats to him. Yeah. Two of the last 3 years have been outstanding in the coaching department. You know, last year, 2023, I think can be explained by he knew the team was critically flawed in its construction, and he had some flippant comments about that, probably from a frustrated coach who was just, you know, punching the clock until there was a chance to rebuild the roster. And now that the roster is better than ever, they look better than ever. And I'm not surprised the Lakers were interested. I'm not surprised Jason Kidd wants to stay here. This team has more potential over the next 3 to 5 years than the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers are just dying off, and then we'll have to go through a big rebuild. So I don't think that was a tough decision for Jason Kidd. But I feel like he's a tremendous asset, just like Rick Carlisle was, where you're like, man, this guy is helping you win. What Jason Kidd has given you with stability and some of the adjustments that they've made and instilled a defense culture. You know, and the way that he did it 2 years ago was shocking. Now he has better pieces for it. I think you're starting to see it perform on a championship level kind of consistently.
And with the Lakers rumors that started to heat up, you know, the relationship with him and LeBron, this is something you needed to get done. But, yeah, you got to give Jason Kidd a lot of credit. He's made the postseason twice, and he's won a series every time. Let's even go back to the conference finals like he did the first go around.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to consider, like, if they lose this series, is he actually, like, let go from his job? But they win the series, and now you're getting extended. Like, I think there was, like, it was a fine line there on what could end up happening here. But the proof is in the pudding with what he's been able to do, turning around two defenses over the course of his tenure here that were pretty out of left field. This one maybe less so because you brought in some reinforcements at the deadline, took a little while to get going. But now you have a backbone on this team is the same that you had a couple of years ago. This is a better team now, so you hope they can go even further than what they did. But he's frustrating at times for sure, but overall he's, and especially with what he's able to do with Luka and Kyrie, and now when you start considering like what you need in a coach in today's day and age, especially when you have superstars like this, being a guy who can manage personalities like that might be the most important thing, if not maybe the second most important thing any coach has, and he's got that for sure.
Yeah and I think it, you know, like I said, I don't think a coach that you really want to let go. I would have been surprised if they would have because of the relationship factor. That's huge, and your two main guys love him. It was interesting to see that it was the Mavs governor, Patrick Dumont, with the statement. Is that how I say it? We're excited to have Coach Kidd continue to lead
our
team.
It's his job now. It's his team.
Throughout the coming years, and this well-earned contract extension. It was just so long with Mark Cuban that it's just a little surreal to watch that officially.
Nope. That's it. Mark's no longer the governor. Mark is a high-paid fan right now. That's really what he is.
Yeah, and that happened sooner than I even thought it would be when the sale was announced. What was that, just 6 months ago?
Yeah.
7 months ago?
Yeah, they flipped all that stuff. So Mark keeps his seats. Mark's hanging out and doing things, going to games and stuff. But it's a clear ownership, a new ownership there.
What stood out to you guys from the Stars game yesterday?
How well the fourth line played.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sam Steele, Smith.
You need heroes in game seven.
Yeah, and what Fox did.
That was awesome.
Very, very reminiscent, though. We saw the shot that went in for the Vegas Knights in game six.
Mm-hmm.
Similar type right in front of the cage and, you know, deflecting off people. But what you get out of that fourth line, and Pete DeBoer puts them out there to start periods. He puts them out there at kind of some crucial times. You need guys like that. I you know what, Steele, Smith – Smith, to me, is he harasses people the way that he plays, the physical style that he's able to you know, the forecheck.
He's not afraid to shoot.
Not afraid to shoot. He gets in front of puck. I mean, there are so many things to like about what this fourth line has done for the Stars. And having Fox back on it, you know, he was talking about it post. He said, listen, it's tough sitting up in the stands and watching this thing. You get nervous. He goes, you get nervous down. But on the ice, you can have something to do with it. And I tell you what, that fourth line. Last year at this time, Vegas's fourth line outplayed you.
Sure did.
And won and got to the cup final. You now outplayed them and their fourth line, and now you get to go on and they're going home.
It's reminiscent of their bubble cup run where they had Fox, Cogliano, and Como, the FCC line.
Yep.
And now they're out there just, I mean, peppering people. What Steele did on the penalty kill was absolutely outstanding. They brought it, man. But you could tell, like, the puck battles, the energy, the way they were skating. They were covering every single sheet of the ice yesterday. They wanted it just a little bit more. But Pete DeBoer now 8-0 in game sevens. He continues that streak. He makes the move to bring Fox down. I thought Otter was brilliant again.
Yep.
And Wyatt Johnston continues to be an absolute savage.
It was clinically defensively how they played. I mean, if you want to, if you go back and say, okay, how do you play defensive hockey? It just seemed like that every time in front, when you felt like, now, let's be honest though, too. Vegas had some shots. Vegas had some opportunities right before the end of the second. You know, they had a chance to go put that thing up 2-1 and going into the third, and they, you know, missed the open cage. But that's hockey. I mean, that's really shots hitting posts, and then all of a sudden you getting them and taking them the other way and scoring. That's the great thing and the beauty of this game.
They scored just 7 goals in the final 5 games of the series. Like, the defense really, really came to play. And Otter now playing the way he is. Like, when you have the pillars of Johnston and Otter, and then you mention all the depth where your fourth line is doing the winning for you at the end. Like, all of that right there, it's all the makings of exactly what you want this time of year in a postseason run.
Yeah, Ryan Suter's playing really well. Thomas Harley, I thought, was an unsung hero in this series defensively. They really only have 5 defensemen. I mean, they can't play Niles Lundqvist. He's put on the ice there for a moment. He loses a man. Vegas ends up getting their 1 goal. Right. Niles Lundqvist is a liability out there. They need to try and get Yanni Hakanpaa back. I don't know what his status is, if he's even able to return possibly for the series for Colorado. But right now, you've only got 5 defensemen that you feel any good about playing.
And now they move on to Colorado. So a couple of massive second round series here for the Mavs and Stars. You know, it's historic that they're both in the second round at the same time. Guys, before we continue with the show, I know it's been a minute, but I'm itching to go clubbing a little bit, and I was wondering if maybe you could help us get beyond the velvet ropes.
I thought you had that look in your eye.
I thought you'd never ask, baby.
A double second-round postseason run, potentially for the ages here on the heels of a Rangers championship. We are on the come-up here as a Metroplex. The sports are on fire. We're putting the D in DFW. Both our teams bringing it strong. Superstars across the board. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, baby! Yeah! For the first time since 2003, you got the Mavs and you got the Stars moving on to the second round of the playoffs.
We're here.
Luka, I'm hurt. I'm sick. Don't worry. Kyrie, I got you, buddy. I got your back. Derek Lively, the rookie sensation. Daniel Gafford, was I disappointing the first couple games of the series? Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
But guess what, boys? Games 5 and 6, I'm showing up, and I'm kicking the Clippers' ass on to vacation.
The landlord is here. The landlord is here. We got a double dose.
Are you kidding me?
The Stars are out tonight.
Western Conference Final. Vegas, you're going to get bullied. You know what we're going to do this year? We're going to send your ass packing. You go back to the sin bin back there in Vegas. Cavs, we didn't even need you. We're going to need you against Colorado. But Otter, he was a little shaky early.
But what happened?
But he ends up being amazing between the pipes yet again.
Yeah.
1 goal allowed. It wasn't even his fault. Oh. It's the bleeping jerk off. That is Niles Lundqvist. It's his fault. I don't want to see you on the ice anymore, Niles. Don't bleep yourself.
Get him out of here.
The rest of the defense, are you kidding me? Miro, we love you. Miro, you're the man. Miro.
Miro. Miro. Miro.
What about the young guns?
Talk to me.
Wyatt Johnston.
Bang, bang, bang,
oh,
bang.
My gosh, Wyatt, you filthy, brilliant hero,
man,
you.
We got to go in the club. Oh. Wyatt Johnston, he's on his way, boy.
Hey, I didn't know we allowed animals, but we're going to do it for you, Wyatt.
Anything you want, Wyatt Johnston. You right now are a superstar, my friend, and all you do is continue to rise to the occasion. You get up in here and you have yourself a night.
And
celebrate
captain,
with fellow studs.
How about the captain, Jamie Benn, with the C on his chest?
Oh, the physicality.
Oh, Jamie
Jamie Benn's bringing physicality in the club today,
no
baby.
No doubt. You want to try and take shots on Stanky? Nobody takes shots on Stanky.
Nobody takes shots on
the
Stanky.
The captain comes over, says, McNabb, why don't you go ahead and eat some ice, baby?
Boom!
Woo! Let's go, Jamie Benn!
The captain. The captain bringing it strong exactly how you want it. Jason Kidd, you were right. Nobody's dying. I've never felt more alive in my entire life.
Never. I've never been more alive.
Kleba, we miss you. We miss you, Kleba.
We love you.
PJ's in the club. Dante Exum needs to find his way into the club. And it's good to see Dwight Powell over there in the corner with the pom-poms exactly where he deserves to be in the club.
Gosh, isn't it so nice, Dwight? You keep being a cheerleader, all right? We love you, buddy.
Cheering
keep
your
doing your
off.
Thing over there in the corner.
a historic journey into the club. Thank you, gentlemen. That
Fox
might have been.
Fox up!
Wow, what a shot. Fate it was for it to go back post and in. Yes.
Backhander. Yeah.
I love the storybook nature of you were backhanding by way of penalty, my guy Sagan in the face. Mm, yeah. Here comes Foxa, backhanding, sending you to Cancun.
The symmetry. Poetic. Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Some more hockey coming up next. AWOL Chuck, you have some facts to know?
Let's do it. We got things to know about the Stars Avs series in round two. What's your prediction? 877-881-1053. Let's do that next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a good one. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in about 9 minutes. Segment here is brought to you by Window Nation. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. Carsforkids.org. Here's Zach with some quick puck action.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to former Stars head coach Rick Bowness on an outstanding career in the NHL, finalist for Coach of the Year with the job he did with Winnipeg. Yeah. But he announced his retirement from coaching today after 38 seasons in the NHL, 17 playoff appearances, including trips to the finals as, of course, the Stars head coach in 2020, as an assistant with the Lightning in 2015 and an associate coach with the Vancouver Canucks in 2011. So Bones, the last time the Stars made it to the Cup Final, they had to play the Colorado Avalanche. They did so in the second round. They won it with a Joel Kiviranta game winner in game seven in the bubble. And Bones was the coach. And it's kind of fitting that he goes ahead and retires, and we're acknowledging him, because every single time the Stars have made it to the Cup Final, they've had to go through their next opponent, the Colorado Avalanche. In five postseason meetings, Stars are 3-2 overall against the Avs. In the 98-99 season, of course, where they won the Cup, They beat him in that historic seven-game series in the conference final. 99 to 2000, they went to the cup final. They lose to New Jersey. And then in that bubble cup run, they're able to beat him in seven games. All three times they've defeated Colorado, it's gone to a seven-game series.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one will be the same. I think this goes to seven games. The Stars will get home ice in game seven. Pete DeBoer is looking for 9-0 in game sevens, which is unbelievable. And afterwards, he was acknowledging, I'm going to ride this thing until eventually, hey, maybe it ends up not working out my way. But he's making all the decisions.
It's impossible.
Foxa going back to the fourth line. It ends up working out. Who gets the game winner? It's Roddick Foxa. But this just is so fitting. Two of the most fun teams in the NHL. You could look at Colorado and you could say maybe they've got two of the best players, just statistically, on paper in the series. With Cale Makar, who's incredible, Nathan MacKinnon. They've got a lot of firepower.
Feels like a conference finals matchup.
It does. It really, really does.
And here we are in round two.
This is going to be epic. I can't wait for it. I'm going to go Stars in seven. Hopefully we don't have any Debbie Downers in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do, I understand it because Colorado is very, very good. When you look at this, division opponents, Stars and Avs met four times in the regular season. Colorado did win the series 3-1. And I did say during the regular season for me, the one matchup that I didn't like for the Stars was Colorado. But they've showcased their depth. They do have a goalie advantage. Now, Winnipeg thought they had a goalie advantage with Hallebuck in net. That didn't work out. This is going to be a much different series than what you just had against Vegas, where there was just did not seem to be a lot of open ice. It was very defensive. It was very physical. This is going to be high tempo, free-flowing, up and down the ice, and probably goals galore.
Yeah, that was, I'm wondering, because the Stars are giving up like less than three goals per game, and on the flip side, Colorado's scoring almost six goals per game.
Yeah.
So, like, what gives here? And so the defense here for the Stars that was just so impressive versus Vegas is going to be tested in a huge way.
Now, when you go back and look at this, Colorado won the first three meetings, two of which were blowouts. Dallas came away with arguably best win of the season. You look back at April 7th, 7-4, they get a win there. Now, the Stars face the Avs this season. Dallas's two road games were second night of back-to-backs. Second home game on January 4th was when Miro ends up colliding with Scott Wedgwood. He gets injured in the third period. So now the Stars are shorthanded. So if you just go back and look at those, I mean, you can make some excuses for why the Stars ended up losing those games. I don't think it really bears out how evenly matched this is going to be. But the Avs, you know, now you could have the debate. Rest versus rust.
Yeah.
I mean, they took care of Winnipeg pretty handily.
They sure did.
They led the NHL postseason with a whopping, you mentioned, 5.6 goals per game, Eric. And they did it against maybe the guy who's going to win the Vezina this year in Hallebuck there with Edmonton. They're led by Nathan MacKinnon. He finished second in the Art Ross Trophy race last year. He's already got 9 postseason points, 2 goals, 7 assists in just 5 games. They've got Mikko Rantanen, who's incredible. I mentioned Cale Makar. The one guy Stars fans, maybe you still have an affinity for him. I don't. Anytime Val Nichushkin touches the puck,
you're booing?
I'm booing the hell out of him.
Okay.
You can go bleep yourself, Val Nichushkin. This dude had such high expectations for the Dallas Stars. Big dude, could skate really well. I thought he was going to be awesome. He's like, no, I'm going to go back to Russia. He didn't want to be here. He goes to Colorado. Now he's one of the better players in the NHL. So I'm booing the hell out of Val Nichushkin, but I got to say, shout out to the crowds, the American Airlines Center.
Dude, my wife.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in the living room. My wife, throughout the game, is texting me like every 10 minutes or so, like, please turn it down some more. And I'm like doing it like one or two at a time. Please turn it down some more. And then she walked out. She physically got out of the bed and walked into the living room and at like the 10-minute mark in the third period. And I believe that place was on fire.
Insane. I mean, everyone was standing on their feet. It was a ruckus crowd. And you got to be there for game six with the Mavs game, Brian.
I did.
But all of them have been awesome. Like, the Mavs home crowds have been incredible.
Yes.
The Stars home ice has been certainly an advantage. They were feeding from it last night against Vegas. Everybody that's gone out there to represent DFW Sports, I love you. Thank you. Keep bringing that energy because they're going to need it against Oklahoma City and Colorado.
Yeah, you know, it's big, and I think it's just gotten better and better over the years. You know, I think
for part of it. It's the playoffs is huge, but inside that building, it is definitely a massive hockey town.
Yeah.
And those Mavs fans have made it a point of pride to be absolutely lit and try to give their team an advantage. And I think at times we as North Texas sports fans get a reputation for being a little docile. That's accurate. But when the games mean something, we're just as good as anybody else.
Mm. And I love this 6-8-2 because this is going to bring back memories like Colorado, Dallas. I mean, growing up as a young hockey fan on the Stars Cup run there, and then in 99 and 2000, like these were absolute wars. 6-8-2. I remember back in the day, Peter Forsberg.
Oh yeah,
did not stand that guy. Didn't understand how good he was.
Ray Bourque.
Took him down. Yeah, Joe Sakic.
Yeah,
Adam Foote.
Yeah,
I mean there were some. I mean Hall of Famers in those series. Now
Patrick Waugh.
So Sack
Patrick
and a Foote.
Waugh, yeah, 100%. Eddie Belfour, Eddie the Eagle. Yeah. Now we've
it's
got
like taking down the Kobe and Shaq Lakers.
Yeah, it was
historic.
I mean, those teams were just amazing. All the lineups were so deep, just much like these are now. There's a lot of crossover. Matt Duchene started his career with Colorado. Of course, he's now with the Dallas Stars. I mentioned Joel Kiviranta, who won the series the last time these two played in the bubble. He is now a member of the Colorado Avalanche.
Yes.
Valerie Nichushkin, you can go bleep yourself. And then Andrew Cogliano, who was part of that FCC line that I brought up earlier. Cogliano is a member of Colorado, and he's a guy that just does all the dirty work for you, just sure. A gritty type of player. But he was in Dallas for three seasons. So these teams know each other well, very familiar. You got to hope you get the goalie advantage with Otter. You're going to need him to be very, very big in this series. Only play five defensemen unless Yanni Hakanpää can come back. I don't want to see Niles Lundqvist on the ice. If he is, you can bet something bad's going to happen. Mm. It's a terrible, terrible first-round trade. Ooh. That's one Jim Neal's got to live with. He's made so many great other additions.
Yeah.
This one's not aging well. The Rangers, honestly, if you want to take him back, you can go ahead and have him back. I don't want Niles Lundqvist anywhere near this series. But otherwise, I love the depth that the Stars are showing, and I think that's going to show up in this one as well. Colorado is deep as well, and they might have, as I mentioned, top-heavy. You can maybe say that they're a little bit better. I can see a lot of people taking Colorado. I'm going Stars in seven. I don't know what you guys think.
Oh, that many games?
Yeah, I think this is going seven.
I think it's
I just
going
think
seven
history
as well.
Dictates it.
Yeah.
Right, Colorado-Dallas in the postseason, it's going seven.
And I don't know if since this one just went seven, they got the break. Like, you want to get this series over with as quickly as you possibly can. The longer it goes, I mean, to some extent, it's advantageous because, you know, DeBoer in game seven, he himself is going to be standing on his head. But the physicality of the series that they were just in, how exhausting it was, it going seven is a little bit scary. You'd love to see them get it done or sooner than that, but I would guess it goes seven as well.
About 3 weeks ago, in anticipation of this run, I said the Stars will sweep the Avalanche when they face them in the playoffs. Mm. I think that might have been a little bit too much.
No, you said F the Lanch.
I'll say five games, Brian.
Oh, I
feel
that.
Strong, and
yeah.
They just showed you they can win ugly as well and totally lock it down.
As we go to the G-bag of the day, Lanch
right.
In six.
Lanch in what? You're doing Avalanche in six, Brian?
Wow. Lanch in six.
Holy
wow.
Cow.
We're going to give him the Nichushkin
we're going to have to revisit feel. This shortly. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, though, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Can't you just stop another one?
No way.
Kendrick just slapped another one right now.
No way.
You're kidding.
Kendrick just dropped another one. Now I'm playing.
Oh, wow.
But they were coming at you so fast that you could believe that for a second.
Yes, really. Dude.
You could believe that. Kendrick just dropped another one, man. So many bars over the weekend. Fire-ass weekend. But let's get into this G-Bag of the Day situation right here, where we go to the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, home of the Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore, stand up. The announcer and former pitcher Jim Palmer rips into the home plate umpire. He wants him out of here.
Henderson coming off a leadoff home run yesterday in an 0-2 hole quickly. Cortez.
Drops
the arm angle. Here you go. CB Buckner strike zone. Full effect.
Well, you know, you kind of wonder how bad he's going to be, and he's shown us already in the first inning.
Yes.
This ball's a grounder.
Grounder.
Can you do
it? You know, all you want is a guy that understands what the strike zone. That's on the ground.
Yep.
He's not, shouldn't be umpiring, and he is. And they know
he
it.
Is.
Been around a long time doesn't mean you, you know, it's kind of like pitching. You know, when I couldn't get people out, I became a broadcaster.
Became a broadcaster.
Just so matter of fact, like,
yeah.
It's like we know he sucks.
He sucks. We all know it, man. Yeah. We all know it.
I'll sign up for a Jim Palmer umpire roast.
Speaking of roast, Ron Burgundy showed up to the roast last night, ladies and gentlemen. He sure did show up to the Tom Brady roast. And he endorses TB12 supplements, apparently.
I don't know if you know this, Tom has a whole line of plant-based nutrition called TB12. Look it up. Yeah.
Look it up.
It's good stuff. I lost 15 pounds from this stuff. Those shakes work. I only had to drink one glass, and for the next 2 weeks, I was on the can with the worst case of diarrhea I've ever had. I recommend the cookies and cream.
Yeah.
There's nothing like shooting out cookies and cream as you race to the toilet. Cookies and cream. All over the floor of the LaGuardia Airport bathroom.
Yeah.
So good, so good last night. Hey! Let's go! I never could believe the way. I like the filter on that voice. The filter is amazing. Let's stick with that roast. Nikki Glaser, she's a standout. She's a standout.
I think she was the best last night, dude.
I 100% believe she's the best. I think the female shot the most last night. Woo! They was on fire. Nikki right here, damn near with the joke of the night. Frying up Gronk. Just fried him up.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like.
Got him. You're not like us.
Gronk actually does Bitcoin, which is where he just chews on a handful of nickels. But
what they was cooking last night, I'll tell you what.
Gronk was getting it.
Yeah, he was getting it. That was heavy. The theme of the night.
Yeah.
Gronk is a moron is the theme of the night. Tom, why'd you let your girl creep off? And Gronk is a moron.
That's right.
That was the theme of the night there. Hey! Yesterday was a church day. I hope you got your blessing and all that good stuff. Shout out to my doctor, Pastor Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. Yeah, I'll be on that Reverend Ike stuff. I sure do. You can hate me now. I don't care. This pastor right here said he's been through some things.
Because the truth of the matter is I had a car and still went through some shit. I had a house and still went through some shit. I had dreams and still went through some shit. I had visions and still went through some shit. The truth of the matter is, you can say how you have what you want to say, but I've been real and honest with you from the beginning. I've been through some shit. Let that shit, but the shit I go through now is different shit. God has me through that shit.
What?
Hold on.
The S I go through now is different S.
More money, more problems.
Somebody was feeling it. Hold up.
Because God carries me through that.
Somebody was feeling that. Yes, testify in church. That's what you're supposed to do, it, man. If the spirit hits you, the spirit hits you. But in some churches, you just can't do it, apparently. Let's go to Pastor Keon Henderson. He tells a lady to hush while I'm trying to sing to the church.
I live now.
She's feeling it.
Shh.
Oh.
Hey.
Snatch his finger.
Stop her.
Shh.
Hush. Hush.
Hush is wild.
Silence in the name of Jesus.
I lift my hands.
Whoa. Actually, start hollering again.
The only voice I want heard is his.
Oh, man.
His meaning his.
His.
Yeah. Come on now. Man, she was feeling it. You don't know what that woman was going through.
Yeah, might have interrupted a spiritual experience.
Yeah. Come on, man. You can't be out here preaching and expect not the word to hit her. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, that's it. Hey, good night, us.
It is time to vote.
Hey,
is it our champ?
Not like us.
James Palmer getting it done. Orioles telecast. Ron Burgundy at the Rose talking TB12. Nikki Glaser with the Gronk Bitcoin jokes.
It. Yo, she did like, she says she did that set 30 different times this weekend before Sunday.
Right
at like several different clubs, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get which one works and whatnot, which one I need to throw away, which one I can keep. She worked on that, but she said she treated this one like her Super Bowl, and it showed.
Nice,
it
dude.
It showed. Good. She's standing out, bro.
Yep. Is it the pastor that's been through some things, or the pastor that hushed the patron, Pastor Keon? I'll go with Nikki Glaser. How about you, Chief?
I'm going to go with Ron Burgundy.
Lucius?
I'm giving honor to Pastor God and First Lady.
Yes, I am. I sure am.
Pastor Combo Platter?
Yeah.
Full Chuck?
I'll go with Nikki Glaser.
Brian?
I'm going to make them vote for the winner here, Ron Burgundy.
Okay, we have a tie at two. Is it Nikki Glaser or is it Ron Burgundy there? We could just combo those up.
Okay.
You know, they have four votes in between the two of them. Want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, your G-Bag of the Day. Is that what you intended? With the G-Bag of the Day champion, Ron Burgundy and Nikki Glaser getting it done there at TB12. Okay, it's time now for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some questions for my guys. We'll do those next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Stephen Jones was on Mad Dog Radio, Brian. I have a quote here for you.
Yeah, please do.
Said it's a priority to get a new contract with Dak. They just take time. He said, absolutely. I mean, I totally think Dak can lead us to a championship. He does everything the right way. When he was asked if Dak can win a Super Bowl in Dallas, certainly the leader of this football team. He keeps everybody motivated in the offseason. He's got everybody working out and doing all the right things that it takes to put in the work to give yourself every opportunity. It just so happens that sometimes the old oblong football doesn't bounce your way, and we've had some tough breaks and tough games in the postseason. But we won 12-3 in a row. I think that's right at the top in terms of what teams have done over a three-year period, and we're hanging around the rim. We've just got to go up there and grab it, to use a basketball term, and dunk it in. We're hanging around the rim. We just got to get the job done.
That's been the thing that's been so tough about this offseason, is you just feel like you were just a bounce of that odd-shaped ball away from beating those Packers.
Yeah, dude.
It's just right there.
I mean, when it was in Aaron Jones, control dozens of times, if it had just gone out at least four or five times, they might have had the opportunity. Those dang footballs, they just stay being held.
It's just right there for them.
Are you guys as tired as the fans?
Yes.
Just, I mean.
When they say stuff like that, you're like, what are you talking
about,
dude?
Is it hard to even just accept it anymore? I mean, accept what they're saying.
Yeah, it's definitely not something you want to get super angry about, because that's where it used to go. Like, it would just anger you. Now it's just like, it's in one ear, out the other.
Yeah. Yeah, the tough thing is I feel like they'll open themselves up another great opportunity, like, because of how well they scout and draft.
Yeah, that's why I always feel like that. I don't think they'll ever be bad. Like you're going to need to be bad to maybe grab one of these top quarterbacks. But, you know, they will always be able. He's right.
But they're still a good mile away, and they think they're an inch.
No question. But he said it perfectly. They're always hanging around the rim.
They are. But you don't have a quarterback, all of a sudden you're not hanging around the rim.
They think that they think if they had to play with Trey Lance, that they could be all right.
Wouldn't mind seeing how Trey Lance looks.
I mean,
let Dak go and save all that money.
See, this is the part I don't understand, is because if you do let Dak go and all it is a third round pick coming back to you, then that's
bad asset management.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
I don't think they'll let him go. I think everything he said about Dak is true, and that's great. You know, the leadership, keeping these guys together. I think Dak is totally doing his part, playing his hardest and playing good enough to win a Super Bowl. The front office needs to realize next time we draft it up that well, we need to jump into free agency and trades and make sure our team is dominant. That's what's getting it done.
I think they're going to use one of these compensatory picks or a fifth round pick to go get a running back. I think they're going to look at, they're going to come in and they're probably going to say, you know what, I know Pittsburgh's a team that we've.
Yeah, I was seeing over the weekend, there was some report out of Pittsburgh. Najee Harris, we know they didn't pick up the option.
They didn't pick up the option at all.
And if there was a team that they were to trade, the Cowboys would be the number one priority. So maybe Najee Harris is another name we could throw out there as a possible trade candidate.
See, that's where I think that Dallas, this might be their wide receiver by committee thing. The running backs. Remember when they did that whole thing?
When you heard Will McClay say it with KNC last week, like now they ask him about Zeke and he's like, he starts with Zeke, but then he's like, and now we have this, you know, by committee situation a little bit. So
they like their guys, but we'll see how much they really like their guys.
Do you think that's a before the season starts trade or a deadline trade?
I think this is going to be one of those times that they get to training camp and we're standing there in Oxnard and it doesn't look too pretty when we're doing three live mics. And we start to say, you know, oh, wow, they're doing the goal line period here. Oh, they just got stuffed three times in a row because they can't, you know, they can't get the ball in or something. You know, we're going to see something. Or the running backs are not hitting the hole well enough. Looks like their hole's there, but they're not hitting them. Or they're not catching the ball very well when the one-on-one drills are against the linebackers and safeties here. I think we're going to be able to see that. I think we're going to see it in the preseason. It's going to turn into, like, we've got to do something before this starts. I don't think you want to get into the season in halfway. Or, you know, trade deadline, you're sitting there and all of a sudden you're trying to get a new back incorporated into your offense. I think that's something you definitely want to do while you have training camp reps and time to get ready for the season.
So. Yeah, and I hope they are a great running back performance away from having the best team in the NFC.
I think the line can improve. I think the line can improve with the additions that they've made. I think that line can improve. Now, will the backs be good enough to help the line do what they need to do? So you have bad backs, that's a hard thing to do. You could block all day and never get guys to and through the hole. You know, they got to figure that out though. So
Dak's going to give you a passing game. If you get a running game going and have balanced offense, maybe they could have more postseason success.
Chief.
Yes, sir.
Is John Gray the second best pitcher on this staff?
I mean, right now
could he even be the first?
I don't think that you're talking about consistently. Like a healthy Evaldi, I'm trusting over a John Gray. Like at any moment, you know this, you can drop on John Gray and he can have one of those outings where he's standing around there in the second inning and we're all just looking around going, oh my gosh, he just doesn't have it today. Now, he's absolutely dialed right now. It's great to see.
Yeah.
And he's a huge asset for this rotation. And even at times we've seen in the postseason in the bullpen. So I would still say Evaldi, surefire, number one when healthy, and then John Gray right now absolutely is your number two. See, and a lot of this has to do with how many injuries they have. My goodness.
I thought John Gray was going to lose another game. You know, he lost a game against Oakland the other day, 1-0. And I thought he was going to lose another game where he got no run support yesterday. I mean, they got him off the
hook. You feel for those guys.
I feel for him, but I feel like that he's kind of like the guy that we maybe thought he was going to be. You know, maybe.
Well, this is outstanding what he's doing, you know. And it's great that it's the timing right now.
You're not buying it
desperately.
No, you're not buying it at all.
No, I think he's a guy that goes up and down, you know. And when it's down, it stays bad for a while, usually. So we'll see. You know, maybe at midseason, if he keeps going like this, he's going to be an all-star. And that would be awesome for him.
Will he?
Yeah, I think that at this point in the season, he's been your best pitcher. You know, that includes Evaldi when he's been pitching. I do think big picture, like you're going into a postseason series, of course, like Evo would be your top guy. If you ever got a DeGrom back, you know, he'd be ahead of a John Gray. But, I mean, Jared put out yesterday's last seven outings, a 1.5 ERA and 36 innings pitched, 40 Ks to 8 walks. He's been unbelievable what John Gray's been doing. And honestly, we've been kind of sleeping on it. We haven't been talking about it enough. Yeah. So right now, I think he is your best guy. But to Gavin's point, we have seen a lot of highs and lows. And, you know, hopefully he's able to maintain this and stay healthy because he's been fantastic.
Gavin.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel comfortable in Game 6 or Game 7 of these series that we just went through? Did you ever feel comfortable?
Yeah, I did. I felt good watching the Mavs. For the majority of the time, they were up double digits. For the Stars, very uneasy. But yesterday, I got a feeling of confidence that eventually it was going to come together for them, and I would be shocked. I thought it would have been not a robbery, but very unfortunate to lose that game, considering how you figured out a play style to totally stifle Las Vegas and to get enough quality chances. Like, how you started that series compared to how they finished it strategically was massive, and you locked them down. You had them in checkmate. So I was confident, but I don't think you can ever be comfortable in a game like hockey or soccer where the goals can be really tough to count on.
Ricochets and stuff like that. How about you, Wooly Boy? Did you ever feel confident in game six or comfortable, excuse me, game six or game seven?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, like, the whole time I've been very comfortable and confident in the Mavericks, but the Stars, it was like nail-biting. I mean, even towards the end there, you're watching the clock tick away, 2-1, and the defense had been absolutely so brilliant, but you're just like, man, dig that puck in the corner. Can you lift it and get this thing out? Dump and chase. So, no. I mean, with the way Vegas had made this thing so nail-biting the entire way, Stars, I was clinched the entire time. Mavs, though, I really felt good the entire time, even when they fell down 1-0.
How about you there, Chieftain?
I agree. Those were high-stress hockey games right there. And you never underestimate the heart of a champion. And you've seen in some of those games early on, like, they just one simple, small detail of a mistake, and boom, they can make you pay for it. And it wasn't like you're up three goals throughout and you're just trying to ice out victory. It was always one play away from this thing getting away from you. So that was as high-stress as it gets for me.
The Knights had some epic misses, though.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was
Eichel.
Eichel's
right before, man. Oh, my gosh.
He's never going to forget that.
Real quick, on my final one for you, Gavin. You mentioned this, and I had it written down. Did Jason Kidd get the extension due to a relationship or his coaching ability?
Oh, his coaching ability. I don't think they would have kept him around if things, had stayed as bad as they were last year or in that seven-game stretch right after the All-Star break. I don't think they would have kept him around if, you know, the results hadn't been there. As good as those relationships were, they would have tried to find somebody else who could recreate that. But I love that this has happened for Jason Kidd, because now I feel like it has saved you what is a tremendous asset to have this guy who has taken two totally different rosters, made great defense out of it. He's inspired Luka to play great defense. He's getting the absolute best out of Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's happy, you know, like the culture that you've built around it. It's checking all the boxes right now with Jason Kidd.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that the number one thing is the relationship that he's cultivated with Kyrie and Luka, and what that does, the trickle effect of the buy-in across the board. And so a lot of it has to do with the things that he's tangibly done. But I do think the number one most important reason why he is here is because of Kyrie and Luka and being happy and playing great basketball.
So you're saying it was because of relationships over at coaching?
I would say that, yes. But not to diminish the coaching, but I do think the relationship was much more important.
Well, I think you kind of said relationships allowed the coaching to take.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Like I think.
No, he went after the relationship. Boy, go ahead.
Someone screen record it and tag him, please.
No, yeah, exactly. Don't try and save him, Dawson. He made his bed.
I think it would be, I mean, I hate, like, both would be a bad answer. So if I had to go with one or the other, I think relationships would have saved him from getting fired. So I think relationships over the coaching.
How about that, Gavin?
I guess I'm overruled.
You got overruled on that one. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. NFL news of the daytime. We'll check what you got.
We got an all-pro giving his honest opinion on Romo, the broadcaster. Wanye Thomas talking the new defense and another potential NFL return. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.